Chúc mừng năm mới. Happy Vietnamese New Year. The topic I want to share with you this morning, God's agenda for New Year, actually for the Vietnamese New Year. So you bear with me. Certain tradition we need to maintain, just like the song you just sing, had to be from generation to generation. And it depend on the first generation to share the message to the second and the third, and hopefully certain tradition we need to maintain. I picked the passage from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 to 7. If you have the Bible, you can open and read with me, or you can read from the slides. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now live in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hand. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you very much. Just being here on the Vietnamese New Year worship. So I pray the Holy Spirit be with me to share your word and your word only. So I pray the Holy Spirit in the heart of the people sitting in this room so they can follow and apply for their own life. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. For our church, for the new year, we are always talking about evangelism and mission, or talk about outreach. For our church, we're thinking about, or we pray about, number one, evangelism. Number two, mission. Number three, in terms of outreach, the discipleship. And number four, about friendship, or the people not knowing the Lord, we bring them in and become friends with them. And we also need to have a community network, or working with the community and new church planting. And of course, we have to remember there is a great community of the young students from all over the world come to Houston, and we need to think and pray about that too. When you read Timothy, you would understand there's a young man, very, very discouraged man, who desperately needs his mentor to impart wise counsel. So in the context of the valley of discouragement, the Lord used Apostle Paul to share the message, or to speak to the young Timothy the word of affirmation and the principal words that endure throughout the generation to generation. And that reason why we need to understand the power of the word which Paul tried to communicate to Timothy, especially he young, and he certain point in his life he kind like discouraged. Most often the work of God choose to do preceded by months, not years. So anything we do or we prepare for mission or that outreach, we have to have time to prepare. But if not wait for the whole years, usually it's only take months. But we have to have the preparation, and we also have to have the vision of God in term prepare our heart, the burning heart for his mission or the great new work of God. Yesterday, I'm very, very touched because there is the International Tet Festival going on in downtown Houston, and quite a few young people participate. And next Saturday and Sunday, on February the 5th and the 6th, there is a Tet festival, and probably about 70% of the people who speak Vietnamese. So if you want to practice Vikram Mahesh, go to Tet Festival, the 5th and the 6th. And if you know how to speak English, perfect. There's a lot of young people will be there. But if you know Spanish, that's great too. It's a tremendous community of the Spanish folks will be there. So you have the chance to practice Spanish if you speak well in English. If you learn Vietnamese, it's a good place to practice also. So it will be a lot of fun. Yesterday at the International Festival, roughly about 2 o'clock, they announced about 13,000 people show up from 12 to 2. But we expect on the Vie Croatis Festival, we expect the first 3 hours of Saturday from 12 to 3, probably around 20,000 people. So if we can touch base or talk with about 10%, this means about 2,000 people. And from the statistic, we know when you share the gospel to the people, roughly about 70% or 75% of the people will come to Christ. It's an opportunity for all of you and the Vietnamese congregation to practice if you had never done that. And I have a friend of mine, he's also the church planter. He's a missionary. And of course, as a missionary, he faced a lot of up and down. Yes, sometimes some discouragement. But as a church planter or as a missionary, he also quick point out to me, the prayers is very, very powerful. So the first step to prepare for the evangelism and the mission for 2022, we need to make sure our prayer or our prayer life in order. He shared with me his dad is the one who pray and fast for the movement of God. So let's just say we prepare for evangelism or mission or the outreach. First, we need to prepare our prayer life, not only for individual, but also the family, but also the church. So far, our church, we have prayer meeting every day at 7 o'clock. And the people said, well, they have to go to work at 5 o'clock. So recently, starting Monday, we have another prayer meeting Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3, from 3 to 4, to respond to the folks. They couldn't come to the prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. And of course, roughly about 13 other groups, they pray once a week. So prayer is very, very critical for anything we plan to do for God's work. Because sometimes when the people as a missionary or the church planter, sometimes they work in the darkness and the brokenness of the world. So they need to, they are fighting the spiritual hunger exists in the people where the Lord sent them to. So the truth is satisfied. I'm talking about the truth, the absolute truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ is a satisfaction to the craving soul because they search for that. Last week, I had a meeting with a lady, Iconis, the calling evangelist, and God sent her to Ho Giang, it's mid Delta area of Vietnam. And she shared with me, of course, she tried to gather the group of teen, roughly about 5 more, with her would be 6 or 7 people, get trained. Because the people so hungry of God's word, and every time they go out, people come to Christ. And just for the last 4 weeks, she already established roughly about 6, they call it cell group. And from 6 cell group, they have 2 very much like worship meeting. And hopefully they can grow to about 25, 26 and establish church in the Delta Mekong River. Because the movement of God, I call it the wind of the Holy Spirit, blow through that area, and we don't know how long. But where's God movement? We need to participate and just join in, because God do wonderful work, and we need to be sensitive to recognize it. So you find out other need, the people who have decades to call on the Lord, who find a new strength to preserve and claim the city or the region for God. So the first place they need to do, the place to start the prayer, that's the first thing. And have to have the passionate pursuit is prayer, and penetrate the strategy is also prayer, because we need the prayer so God can reveal to us what we're supposed to do. The place to start is a prayer. Remember, it is the will of God that the people be redeemed. So it's sometime when you do the mission work or you share the gospel, sometimes it takes a decade to see the result. But the most important strategy for reaching the lost people and impact a culture must begin by bending our knee and humble hearts, calling out to the Lord who designed to transform life. And we have to have that passion to do it. And you will find out certain work when you share the gospel and when you do the mission work or evangelism work. Next week we go out to State Festival. Yes, you may, talk with your heart out, but nobody come to the Lord. But again, when you discourage our faith, you would find out seem to be weak. The place to begin is prayer, and especially intercession for the lost people. Remember, just repeat this one again, it is the will of God that people to redeem. Yes, God using you to share the message, the verbally. And of course, if you have the prayer life, He transformed you. So when you share the message, but the Lord, the Holy Spirit, do the change, whatever, something is turning in the heart of people, and they will come to the Lord. That's the will of God. The Lord is not lacking concerning His promise as some kind of slackness, but long-suffering toward us, not willing that should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So that reason why Peter said, the Lord is not slacking concerning His promise as some kind of slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. I copy from the NIV version. If you have different Bible version, it may be a little bit different. Second, the passionate pursuit is prayer. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes you say, why I see the people, but our hearts still cold. Maybe the passion of the Lord is not in there yet. So we need to pray to the Lord so the passion is there. And you have to be pursued. We have to pursue it through the prayer. So what is God most passionate about? Because throughout the year, yes, you study about faith. You study a lot of passage. But when we come back to the root, He certainly loves the church. He loves His bride. But His passion is for those who are lost. Because some people will say, yes, the Lord, the Bible said, He, like the head of the church, He like the groom, He loves the church, His bride. But we need to go back to the root or the base of the Bible. His passion is for those who are lost. And that passion has to be burning in us. He know the lost people. He know the destination of the lost people. He know where these lost people will go. He know that. So that creation why His passion for those who are lost. Unless in the Bible we're talking about the remnant of the people, it means us. We are the remnant, the believer of Jesus Christ. Unless the remnant of the faithful people, just like you and I and this church, who care about lost people like Jesus Christ does. And if we don't have that passion, that could be no hope for the lost people. And all of you and I know what exactly the destination for these people. So the question we ask, what is God most passionate about? We also need to ask, do we really pursue what Christ loves us for, what we are loved the most? And if he loves the lost people, he passionate for the lost people, so whatever we love, he would love. So if we pursue of what Jesus Christ loved, for what we love the most, it means we have to imitate him to love the lost. You would find out there's a lot of methods. You know, if you Google how to share the gospel, 100 ways of share the gospel, 100 ways of how to persuade the people to come to the church or to our church. But the people still not come. Why? Why they not come to the church? Because they still lost. Could it be the difference between what God values most and what of the many other people out there value the most? So if we value Christ's passion to the lost, and then that passion can be transferred or communicated to others. During the life of Jesus Christ, you would find out he focused on the lost. So the question, do we heavily invest in the program or ministry that simply gratified ourselves, but not Christ's passion? And that's the question we have to ask ourselves. Because throughout the life of us, we very, very blessed. As the first generation come to America, the first blessing I receive is get out of the country during the chaos and the war. And the second blessing is America is a free country. You can talk, you can share the gospel freely, but a lot of country, we cannot do that because we'll be persecuted. So that reason why, you know, we have to understand the blessing we receive. In America, we have a good job. In America, it's so amazing during the COVID. People drive the car and just open the trunk, and other group of people put the food in the trunk and move on. It's only in America, they push the flashing on the freeway, come to Reliance Center, you get free COVID vaccine, you know, get a shot. And then you can get $10. That amazing is only happened in America, especially in Houston. It's only in America, you know, if student, you get the vaccine shot completely, whatever, you get full scholarship in college. It's only happened in America. So when we recognize that, you will understand how blessed we are. We in America, especially in Houston, we can go to the market, especially the Tết Việt Hoa, and share the gospel. Nobody complain. But even in other country, if you do that, you may be put in jail. So when we understand the blessing, when we understand the heart of Christ, the blessing, the passion for those who lost. And then that passion we have to pursue through the prayer. So it keeps burning in our heart. So we can pursue whatever Christ's purpose. But a lot of people come to me and said, oh, the lost people are different than we are. You may say that. But it's true. They are different. They probably about as different as we were to the generation before that, before us. When I was young, you know, I was born in 14th generation of Buddhists. am the first son in the family. I'm supposed to be the man of the family. So when the people, just like you and I, when I were young, about 16, 17, the young people just like you come and share the gospel to me. And I pray and accept, I repent, and I pray accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. Because the first son in the family, 14th generation of the Buddhist family, and of course, what happened? The family will isolate me out very much. Hey, you're no longer the man of the family because you broke the tradition. But the Lord keep work on me. And now the first son in the family is supposed to, you know, keep the tradition of family, the head honcho of the family, and suddenly become a pastor. But God used me and my family, my wife and own family, to transform and to change the family in Vietnam. So now roughly about 75% of them are to come to the Lord. So if you visit my village in Hue, you go to the corner, like the family house, you will see like Pastor Hong Sơn and the family, you know, build this facility to help the family. Yes, they are different. We need to understand, yes, different. But it's just like us or your parent before they come to Christ. So we inherited that faith from the family or the generation before us. And we need to transfer or influence and or communicate that message of gospel to the people. And of course, if you go to Gia Tết Việt Hoa next week, you may see the people, they not speak Vietnamese. And if, like me, or some of the Vietnamese folk try to share the gospel in English, they will be in trouble. They struggle. So we need all of you who speak English so well to share the message, the gospel of Jesus Christ to the English speaking. And of course, our church, we have few people who can speak Spanish. So we see the people in Spanish, we español, speak Spanish. And of course, we open the track and read the Spanish the best we can. And we would find out the Lord is just wonderful, bring the people to Christ. So, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, 2, therefore, this is Paul sent to the people of Rome. But read this one, it's just like Paul, Apostle Paul, sent a message to you. Therefore, I urge you, all of these people in this room, brother and sister, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So the passion you have to have, you have to pursue through the prayer. So the place to start is prayer. The passion I pursue is prayer. Third, penetrate strategy is prayer. My thinking is always, wherever God do the work, when the wind of the Holy Spirit blow through the area, we just follow. Okay? We just pursue that. There are a lot, so many lost people in every city, even in the city of Houston, every state, every town, every village, every neighborhood, every nation. And we have to view the world or the city we live in or the country God put our heart into it through the eyes of the Lord. Which each, and you would find out, is we live in this time is a lot of craziness going on, a lot of rule and regulation in America. but the people is still open to the gospel. So seem like our capacity of openly share the gospel, we have to increase our capacity. And that capacity need to be in you. We must recapture the most important element of God's strategy for pushing back the darkness and bring the light to the lost. Just even in Houston, like in the evening, or just any day, just ride a car around the city, you see so many people living in darkness, and they need the light from the Lord. So the strategy or strategic rudimentary process is intercessory prayer. We need prayer for you. Pray for the lost. So just imagine with me the impact of two of you pray for one person who is an unbeliever. Call out to the Lord for the opportunity. Prepare the heart for this lost people, this unbeliever, so it can open up for you to share the gospel. Just do that. So at least each one of you in your mind, you have one of your friends, they not believe in the Lord yet, begin to pray now. Okay? And if two of you pray together for one person, the Lord will do wonderful work. And you need to experience that. Conclusion. The most urgent day in human history is now. Such a day requires extraordinary measure, like interrupt to-do list, death over the spiritual condition of the co-worker, neighbor, fellow student, relative, and the people of our church with a mission overseas. God can do making new because God has His agenda. His agenda is a passion to the lost. So I pray that this urgency of the Vietnamese New Year message can encourage you, put the fire in you, so you start with a prayer for the lost. So three things. Start with the prayer. You have to have passion, pursue that prayer. And the strategy of God for the lost have to be instilled in you, and just follow God's strategy. So let us stand up so I can pray. And Father, we thank you very much because the message of the Vietnamese New Year to remind us, to encourage us, because sometimes we keep forget about your passion of the lost. So I pray all the folks in this room understand the message and begin with the prayer, intercessory prayer for the lost. We love you, and we give all these folks to you for guidance, protection, and blessing. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.